Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden said today he will not supply offensive weapons that Israel can use to launch an all-out assault on the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Biden, in an interview with CNN tonight, expressing concerns for the 1 million civilians sheltering there, even as Israel is vowing to move in on the last remaining Hamas stronghold.
I made it clear that if they go into Rafah, they haven't gone into Rafah yet. They go into Rafah, I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah, to deal with the cities, to deal with that problem.
Biden's remarks coming as the U.S. has already announced its intention to pause a planned shipment of 2,500-pound bombs to Israel. Biden says the U.S. is committed to Israel's defense and will supply Iron Dome rocket interceptors and other defensive arms. The comments are some of the toughest yet from the president about the potential Israeli military operation. The Pentagon says construction of a floating pier, which will help deliver much-needed aid to Gaza, is complete. But as NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Tel Aviv, bad weather is delaying installation.
The U.S. military began constructing the floating pier last month as a way to get more food, water, and other humanitarian aid into Gaza. Now the issue is weather. High winds and sea swells are causing delays to getting the pier in place off the coast of Gaza. There are two parts to the roughly $320 million facility, a pier and a causeway, which will eventually be anchored to the shore. About 90 truckloads of aid are initially expected to use the causeway to Gaza, building up to 150 daily. The aid will be loaded on ships in Cyprus before heading to the floating platform off the Gaza coast. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The Swiss company Climeworks has opened a plant in Iceland to suck carbon dioxide from the air. It's the largest such facility in the world so far. As NPR's Camila Domonoski reports, the company's received more than $500 million from the federal government for similar projects in the U.S.
Direct air capture uses engineering and lots of energy to pull carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. Climeworks' new plant, called Mammoth, is powered by geothermal energy. After capturing CO2, it mixes it with water, COO Douglas Chan explains.
It's essentially a soda stream on steroids. And then at the very bottom, that's CO2, which has been dissolved in water.
That goes underground, where a chemical reaction turns the CO2 into rock. Climate groups caution that this energy-intensive tool is not a substitute for massive cuts in emissions. Camila Domonoski, NPR News.
Officials in Michigan are now confirming at least three tornadoes touched down there overnight. The National Weather Service says the tornado struck in three different counties in the southwestern part of the state. In Tennessee, storms toppled a tree, killing a man who was inside a vehicle. You're listening to NPR.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from Amgen, a biotechnology pioneer leading the fight against the world's toughest diseases such as cancer, heart disease, asthma, and osteoporosis. In a new era of human health, Amgen continues to accelerate the pace of change, operating sustainably and drawing upon deep knowledge of science to push beyond what's known today. With each decade, they reliably deliver powerful new therapies to patients. Learn more at Amgen.com.